Cabinet agreeing to reduce fuel excise duty by 25 cents a litre, effective as of midnight tonight. This also applies to road user charges and will be enforced for the next 3 months. It's also halving the cost of public transport fares also for the next 3 months. Globally, fuel prices are expected to continue to rise, Minister Grant Robinson said. How long will it last for? Well, that'll be a gradual phase down. Very soon, we're going to be talking to Tash Dixon, who has been a support worker for 10 years, an Air 2 union delegate, and as a person who travels 200 kilometres a day, very interested to hear what Tash thinks of it. First, let's go to Dr. Eric Crampton, an economist for the New Zealand Initiative. Dr. Crampton, kia ora.
Good afternoon.
What did you make of that announcement? What did you hear there?
Well, it's a nice tax cut for those with the most fuel-inefficient vehicles. So anyone who had already upgraded to an EV won't get as much out of it. Anyone who'd shifted to a hybrid will get less out of it. Those who have stuck with the least efficient vehicles will get some of the most benefit out of it. I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense to be shifting road funding to be relying more on the general tax base rather than on the user pays component of the National Land Transport Fund. None of the costs that we incur in road building will be decreasing with the increase in oil prices. Bitumen comes out of oil. All the big, nice yellow machines use oil and diesel and petrol. So none of those costs go down. So Robertson is right that he's going to have to be topping the fund up.
What I want to know, Eric, is it going to be a cut for people like our next guest who have to travel many kilometres for their work? Is it going to mean a little bit more in the wallet?
Well, maybe some. It'll depend on how fuel inefficient the vehicle is being used. But there will be other taxes that are paying for it or reductions in spending elsewhere. I guess the bigger point is whether it makes any sense to be varying petrol excise with changes in oil prices. So there had been calls for big increases in petrol excise when oil prices had collapsed in 2020 with the pandemic shock. There had been some argument about ratcheting them up then to lock in higher oil prices for the future or higher petrol costs for the future to encourage people to shift. Those calls didn't make much sense. I'm not sure that this one does either. There could be better ways of responding here.
All right. Sally, let's bring you in.
I'd be interested to see what the actual reaction has been from the fuel companies themselves. And the ministers have said that nearly all of them supported it. I would like to know who didn't and how this will affect them and their futures in our country. I hope it doesn't turn into a non-competitive fuel market.
Well, a flash has just come through that this cut for 25 cents or fuel excise by 25 cents for the next 3 months is expected to cost $350 million in lost tax revenue. Martin, you got a question or a thought for Dr. Crampton?
One of the things I don't understand about this is why the prices seem to go up immediately when, you know, a lot of this fuel is, you know, the petrol at the pump right now has been in the country for a while. Why these, you know, these increases never seem to be gradual. It always seems to be overnight. The prices go up. I've never quite understood why that kind of works. But this, you know, the half price thing on public transport is great. But public transport, as we all know in this country, is just kind of shot to hell. It doesn't work. You know, if public transport was, in terms of like something like Tash that's coming up, was beneficial, then that's an adequate solution, isn't it?
Hang on, might be shot to you, but for the hundreds of thousands of people across the country that use public transport, it's not shot. The fact that I can get here 14 kilometres away from town and get very easy bus access to the CBD, Eric, it's got to mean something. I mean, this is pretty significant, is it? Half price public transport. That's a lot of money staying in your wallet.
Well, it's a little weird because as petrol prices and diesel prices go up, the relative cost of public transport for commuters goes down, right? So if I'm weighing up whether to take the bus into work or whether to drive in, buses become a lot cheaper as petrol prices or diesel prices go up. Sure, the fares will go up by a small bit as fuel costs go up because buses use fuel as well, but not nearly as much as the cost of driving by myself into town go up. So public transport should be becoming relatively more attractive anyway. Half price, it'll encourage more people to shift onto there if they're not as worried about transmission of COVID, I suppose.
Indeed. All right, we've got to move on because we've got our next guest waiting. That is Dr. Eric Crampton there. Meanwhile,